Well, there was an event this weekend where a local independent journalist who's become a very good friend of our radio show, Katie Davis-Court, was assaulted, had her phone stolen. She was covering an event at a place called Brewmaster's Tap Room in Renton. Earlier in the week, the owners of Brewmaster's Tap Room claimed that somebody had fired either a BB or a pellet through their front window because they host a drag queen story hour for kids there. Let's get to the bottom of all of this. The person at the center of the story, Katie Davis-Court, joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Katie, always good to talk with you.
Dory, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, now, first of all, I personally have great doubts about this being some evil doer that fired the BB or the pellet through the window of this restaurant or this tap room. They ran to the media right after it happened. They claimed that this is what evil looks like. This is what intolerance looks like. The one thing I would caution everybody in the media on is to just accept these stories at face value, because a lot of times they tend to be hoaxes or self-inflicted. I don't know, but I think it's something we should question going into this. So having been on the scene over the weekend, what's your view on all of that?
Oh, I have the exact same thoughts of that. The Renton Police Department has not put out a suspect description. They don't know who it was. So definitely take that as face value, because what we see across the country often a lot of the times is that it becomes a hoax or one of their own actors trying to make it look like the other side was targeting them. But we don't know that. We don't know the facts. So exactly like
correct.
You said, but yeah. So this weekend, a conservative group had planned to protest a drag queen story hour event at the Brewmaster's Tap Room, and they put out a call to action. They say that the drag queen story hour events a lot of the times engage in grooming and child predatory behavior, and so that was their cause for protesting this event. And then they ended up pulling the protest after the owner claimed that a suspect had fired shots into their restaurant. And Renton police say it was a BB or a pellet gun, a single shot. And so I decided to go to the Brewmaster's Tap Room to report on the event. I was thinking that maybe a couple conservatives would show up and protest. I was not aware of a huge counter protesters put on by Antifa at the time. So I was shocked when I drove by and saw a couple hundred outside the restaurant guarding the Brewmaster's Tap Room, armed Antifa militants, all in black block umbrellas. There was no police presence within the crowd. So Antifa has grown pretty weak over the last year here. They have not been able to mobilize. They have a lot of infighting. And so I was shocked when I saw that amount of Tifa. I decided I was going to play it safe, going to stay on the other side of the road, report from the other side. And I only briefly went near their crowd to just try to get a good quality shot of the crowd to show all the armed Antifa agents that came out to support and prevent people
right.
from coming. And so just a brief...
Let me ask you a quick question.
I want to
hear what happened to you specifically. Were any of this conservative group, did anybody show up, or was it just Antifa and the leftist group?
Yeah, no conservatives showed up. It was just Antifa and the leftist community members that came out in support.
Okay, got it. All right, so you're there essentially covering nothing. You thought maybe that this would be more if the conservative group had indeed come out, but they didn't. So you're covering this. I've seen a lot of the video that you and Jonathan Cho and others gathered. So what happened to you personally, Katie?
Right. So when I went over to just get a short quality shot of the crowd, I was actually planning on leaving right after, but it was enough time for Antifa to target me and mob me with their umbrellas. And that's when one of them came up from behind me and robbed me. They stole my phone, and it left me in a very vulnerable position. I know Renton, but I'm not familiar with the area. I didn't know where I was. There was no police. There was no one I could go to. And so that's when I spotted a Cairo 7 reporter who I knew. I asked her, I was just robbed. Can I please get assistance in calling the police. She refused. Then I went over to a King 5 News cameraman, told him I was robbed, and he basically mocked me and said, I'm not going to help you. That's your fault. You got to figure it out yourself to call the police. And then he goes, I'm not getting involved. And during that time, there's an Antifa streamer just berating me. And I've had a few scary moments in the field. I've never felt that helpless and hopeless. And basically these reporters who should, you know, they didn't display basic human decency in helping someone that was just a victim of a violent crime.
Well, wait, I mean, you're all part of the same community. I know they tend to try to say that you and Jonathan Cho and Brandi Cruz, those of you who have gone independent, I know that they'd want to devalue what you do, but aren't you all part of the same journalism community, whether you work for corporate media or not?
Definitely. I would never, ever in my life think of refusing a reporter the ability to make a phone call to the police or having their back. I remember Jews actually swarmed by Antifa in the past, and I tracked down the Antifa people that did it, had her back, and so she knows this too. And so for the fact of her to treat me that way, it was very dehumanizing. I mean, we have really fallen as a society. They can disagree with, you know, obviously they have a very left-wing bias in their media companies. They can disagree with the truth out there on Antifa. They're basically complicit with Antifa, but they have also not just trying to devalue independent journalists. They have actually dehumanized us, and that was on display by preventing me from or them refusing to help me.
Now, I'm trying to understand this. I'm trying to understand seeing a young woman who's just been robbed and saying you're not going to help them. None of this makes sense. So you think there's just such a strong media bias in favor of the radical left that's why, even though they have been targeted by the radical left themselves?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I have no idea why they denied me. I wish I knew. I was shocked. And I think, like you can see in the video, I was just so shocked and helpless, especially after the second time I asked, because I really thought that they were just essentially putting me in a lot more danger because I didn't know where I was in Renton. There's no police. It was by hands down the scariest time I've been in the field.
Well, and you've been in the middle of a lot of these things going back to when you were covering all the rioting in 2020 and Antifa protests and riots then. So you got a phone back. You were able to have them digitally, virtually wipe your stolen phone clean. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. I immediately, so this was the grace that saved me was that's when I saw Jonathan Cho, and he ended up coming, and it was by the grace of God that I saw him, and he lent me his phone. He was the hero of the day, lent me his phone. I was able to call the police, make a report. I was able to call Apple and Verizon and have them immediately deactivate my phone, wipe my phone. It was a whole all-day ordeal, though. It took me about 8 hours to even then to leave and go to Verizon, make an appointment, get a new phone. So, and it's not cheap. Like, I'm an independent journalist. Rebel News, we're all crowdfunded. We rely on viewer donations. That way we stay uncorrupted as we don't take money from the government. So we don't have, you know, huge budgets to continue other than our generous donors.
Yeah, I understand. So last thing, Katie. Why cover this at all? Because I think the drag queen story time, there's no doubt in my mind that it is the grooming of children, that the pharmaceutical company that makes Lupron, which was given to the most violent sex rapist to chemically castrate them, that's what's now being given to children to delay their puberty. I think there's an evil movement in America. I really do. But there's a free business that has the event. These are adults who bring their children, parents. I don't understand the parents' thinking, but they're all free to do this. Why is this an issue at all? If free parents in a free society at a free business choose to have drag queens read to their children.
Right. You know, I think this just goes back to the culture war that we're in the United States. I think that you know, all these viral videos have been showing up of the incidents happening at these drag shows where these parents are essentially groomers. They are bringing their kids, and a lot of these drag queens have flashed these children, shown their genitalia to these kids, have touched these kids as their genitalia is shown. Essentially, there's strip in front of the kids at these drag queen story hours. So a lot of the time, it's not just an innocent drag queen reading a story to the kids. I think people are protesting because they're protesting child predation.
Right. Well, and yeah, there have been lots of videos from around the country of children slipping dollar bills in the garters of these guys. And yeah, I mean, I will never understand these parents. All right, Katie. Well, I'm sorry for what happened to you. I'm glad that Jonathan came to your rescue, and I appreciate you always out covering stuff like this for us.
Thanks, Dory. So one last thing, if you guys want to go to standwithkatie.com, we're raising funds for me to get security because I'm not going to go out with security anymore. So standwithkatie.com, and you can help us crowdfund for security.
There you go. All right, K-A-T-I-E. All right, Katie Davis Court, independent journalist, also works for Rebel News. Katie, we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Dory.
All right. Love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. And we do have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.